And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And of course, this is the kickoff to European Culture Appreciation Week. European Culture Appreciation Week, isn't that quaint? As we're being overrun by barbarians who bring nothing to civilization but hate and murder. Yeah, all right, play the music for a minute, then I'll tell you what I really want to talk about. This is the European culture that we're talking about. A little piece of it anyway. The stuff that barbarians hate, including the feminists and the anti-Westerners. But you know what? Here at the Savage Nation, we're still stuck in the past. So we're going to have a European Culture Appreciation Week all week long. Today we open with Verdi's La Traviata, the drinking song. For those of you who don't drink, it's too damn bad. You don't know what you're missing. And now I want to go on to the news. As you well know, the Attorney General of the United States of America committed a travesty unlike any Attorney General in previous administrations. She has done something that you would have seen in Hitler's Germany under Goebbels. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. Goebbels was the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler. Goebbels altered reality so the people were dumbed down, so they'd sit and watch basketball games instead of paying attention to the overrunning of their nation, the decimation of their language, the destruction and bastardization of their culture. Attorney General Lynch had the nerve. Remember last week after that horrible, horrible murder, mass murder by the Muslim in Orlando where all the gays were killed? Remember I kept saying, where is the 9/11 tape? I was the only one saying they're holding it, they're doctoring it. Do you remember it? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you remember. I'm the only one in the media who said they're holding the 9/11 tape. They're doctoring the 9/11 tape. So now Attorney General Lynch, who should be thrown out, by the way, she should be impeached for this. She's conducting herself unbecoming to an attorney general. This is the job of a propagandist, what she's doing. She releases a transcript of the Orlando 9/11 calls when the Muslim murderer is going around shooting the gay men. And she cuts out references to Allah and changes them to God, and leaves out his statement of allegiance to ISIS. Now, why would she do this? Why is Attorney General Al Sharpton Lynch hiding the Orlando Muslim terrorists' allegiance to the Islamic State? Why is Al Sharpton Lynch not referring to the Allah in the tape instead of God? Does anyone listening to this show understand what's at stake? Is there a progressive in the audience who believes this is a good idea to have an attorney general who is acting like a propaganda ministry for the Islamic State? So it gets even worse. She goes on an NBC show with the beard, Chuck Todd, and I renamed Chuck Todd Obama's beard, which is quite fitting because he grew a beard to make himself look intelligent. So NBC's Chuck Todd, Obama's beard, interviews. He's the go-to guy for the propagandists and for the propagandist in chief. He goes on NBC's Chuck Todd, the beard for Obama, and on this show, Attorney General Lynch says that only a partial transcript of the Orlando 9/11 calls will have references to Islamic terrorism. It was in Real Clear Politics yesterday. So I put it up on my Facebook 20 hours ago with this question, which I will ask you again. Why is Al Sharpton Lynch burying the Orlando Islamist mass murderers' ties to ISIS? Well, thus far, 75,000 of you have sent your opinions on why Lynch is doing this. You can read it for yourself. I don't have to read what people are saying because I think I'm going to hear a lot of it today on The Savage Nation. But there's a reason she's covering it up. Now, that's one very big, big topic. Also, over the weekend, as you know, the voting for the Radio Hall of Fame induction began this morning at 12:01 a.m. I put it up to text Savage to 36500, and already 12,673 people have done so just on my Facebook list alone. In addition to that, Newsmax has written an article about it. I want to thank Chris Ruddy for that. And Joe Farah and Art Moore of WorldNet Daily are supporting me in getting the message out. And surprisingly enough, there are some people in other venues, not even in the radio business, with huge mailing lists who want me to win that prize because of my message, not because of me. They don't really know me, but they know my message of borders, language, and culture is more important now than it ever was because we have only a few days left to save this country from the administration that seems to be operating in its own world. But it's not its own world. It's a world aligned with very, very dangerous forces on this earth. You know, on Friday, I don't want to get into the mystical, a man identifying himself as an African-American Harvard graduate called the show, and he's a devout Christian. And he referenced my statement that Obama seems to be demonic, that he looks like a demon, he acts like a demon, his eyes turn demonic when he does these things. And this African-American caller said he is demonic, he is the Antichrist. Now, I'm not an expert on this, and I don't want to get a whole slew of calls on what the Antichrist means. But even if you are not a religious person, even if you're not given to mysticism, we know this. Obama is not operating in the best interest of the United States of America's survival. Write that down. Why would he be flooding America with Muslim male refugees and putting them into districts that are largely Republican? Is he that psychotic? Is he that evil? Why is he doing this? And what is the benefit to the United States of America to flood America with Muslims who will never, ever accommodate the American way? Never! That's topic number one, 13 minutes into the show. Why is Attorney General Al Sharpton Lynch hiding the Orlando Shooters' allegiance to the Islamic State? Does anyone listening to this show think she did the right thing? And now I want to move on to the Trump story. His poll numbers are down. Question to you, the audience, can Trump still win? What do you recommend that Donald Trump do to maintain his chances of beating Obama's third term in a skirt? What does Trump have to do to stop the Islamization of America and the criminalization of the patriots of the United States of America? That's just the beginning of the show. Can Trump still win? What would you recommend he do? The phone number is 855-407-282. Now, this introduction wouldn't be complete if I didn't play for you the Demon-in-Chief's speech over the weekend. In the middle of all of this, in the midst of doctoring tapes that makes Nixon look like Snow White, what he just did, doctoring a tape of a Muslim murderer killing gay people where he's screaming, Allah, 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 and allegiance to ISIS and takes it out of a tape? In the midst of this, the demon goes on a trip out west with the wife and kids to the national parks on your dime, another vacation, before she goes on the super vacation at the end of the month to Morocco, again on your dime, you know, squeezing the last bit of change that she can out of the American taxpayer. And he gives a weird speech on you have to teach children to love. Listen to this speech. This is deranged.
As parents, we should remember there's one responsibility that's always in our power to fulfill. Our obligation to give our children unconditional love and support, to show them the difference between right and wrong.
Can you believe
to teach
this?
Them to love, not to hate, and to appreciate our differences, not as something to fear, but as a great gift to cherish.
Oh, Lord. My God. My God. My God. So we have this to deal with now. We have the Trump stumble to deal with now. Because you know let's be real here. I mean, he's down in the polls. You say polls don't matter. But when he was up in the polls, we said they do matter. And we're all concerned about it. And we all know he made some mistakes last week. We know what they are. The few people I speak with say, what's going on with Trump? Then he fires Lewandowski, an upright guy. But not only does he fire him, he throws him out in the street this morning. I was shocked to read that. I could see dismissing him as the chief campaign advisor and moving him on to being an assistant or associate. I've never seen anything like this. He had him removed from Trump Towers. That's very frightening in terms of, we know that there's a power struggle going on inside the Trump campaign. We know that Paul Manafort comes from the Bob Dole side of things, which was very worrisome to begin with. And I'm pretty sure that the hard conservative edge to Trump was cut off by Manafort and will be eliminated entirely and destroy his campaign completely. As sure as I'm standing here, that's what I think is happening. I'm almost 100% sure, looking in from the outside, that it's Paul Manafort himself who conducted the palace coup, got rid of Lewandowski, and is now telling Donald Trump to become more like Mitt Romney in order to win. It's a campaign to destroy Donald Trump from within. I saw it happen before. I saw it happen with other politicians. I see it happening now. And I'm in 100% favor of Donald Trump taking control of his own campaign. Two big topics. On European Culture Appreciation Week, let's play a little of Verde on the way out. I'll take your calls at 855-400-7282. And if you have not yet voted, you can text SAVAGE to 36500. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.
Are you going to be announcing any new parts of the investigation?
What we're announcing tomorrow is that the FBI is releasing a partial transcript of the killer's calls with law enforcement from inside the club. These are the calls with the Orlando PD negotiating team who were trying to ascertain who he was, where he was, why he was doing this, all the while the rescue ops were continuing. That'll be coming out tomorrow, and I'll be headed to Orlando on Tuesday.
That is Attorney General Al Sharpton Lynch, who has edited out the word Allah and replaced it with God, and refuses to let you hear the slaughter at the gay nightclub in live action as the Muslim mass murderer is pledging his allegiance to ISIS. Now, why would Al Sharpton Lynch do this? What is she hiding? Who is she covering for? Should she be impeached? Ha! What a joke that is. Should she be impeached? With who? With what opposition party? With Dianne Feinstein and the shopping cart business in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee? Now, Paul Ryan, shockingly, you know Paul Ryan, don't you? Paul Ryan, the member of the Democrat socialist regime with an R next to his elephant's tail. He actually came out and said selectively editing this transcript is preposterous. Even he had to say it. Even Paul Ryan was forced to get off the fence. Humpty Dumpty had to get off the fence. Even Paul Ryan said, we know the shooter was a radical Islamist extremist inspired by ISIS. We also know he intentionally targeted the LGBT community. The administration should release the full unredacted transcript so the public is clear-eyed about who did this and why, which is shocking coming from Humpty Dumpty Ryan. But since Humpty Dumpty Ryan is shocked that Lynch is hiding Allah and ISIS from these tapes, it is up to Paul Ryan, Humpty Dumpty Ryan, to call for the impeachment of Attorney General Lynch immediately. That's what I think. That's what I think. Now, why is she doing this, is the question. KSFO, Gary, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your point?
Hey, Dr. Savage, so the official story they're putting out there of why they changed the tape is so that it wouldn't become a propaganda tool for, you know, for ISIS fanatics. I was wondering what your opinion was on that. I'm kind of on the fence. You know, I want to hear the truth, but at the same time, I don't want some, lunatic to hear this and think, you know, that, you know, use it as some kind of motivation hearing this guy's, you know, screaming Allah, Allah while he's doing that, you know. What do you think?
No, you already said what you think, so what are you asking me? You already agree with her.
Well, it's not that I agree. I said I'm on the fence, you know?
But why would she change him screaming Allah be praised to God be praised? Why would she do that?
Now, that I can't explain, and I wouldn't try. I mean,
Well, no, you should try. You should try to exercise your brain. I know it's post-basketball here in the Bay Area. And everyone was obsessed with getting drunk and watching a bunch of goons throwing basketballs yesterday. While that was going on, your attorney general conducted a propaganda mission unlike any ever before seen in modern American history, replacing Allah with God and referring, taking out all his references to ISIS out of the tape. There's only one reason for that, my friend. And that reason is so apparent that you can't even buy the propagandist line that she did it to not encourage others to commit terrorist acts. That's ludicrous. So let's see. It's December 7th, 1941. The Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt gives a speech and doesn't blame Japan in order to not encourage other Japanese from joining the military?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, Dr. Savage.
No, I'm saying, is that what FDR should have done? Instead of saying this day shall live in infamy, he should say, nothing to do with Japan. Today Japan attacked us in Pearl Harbor, and we declare war on Japan. Should he not have said Japan for fear that he would incite other Japanese to join the Japanese military? That's what your logic is saying.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I would agree with that.
All right, so now you've helped yourself think yourself through this and realize that she's hiding it not for the betterment of America, not for the safety of Americans, but for other reasons, in the opinion of anyone with a brain, and I thank you for calling. Also, thank you for texting Savage to 36500 to nominate me to the Radio Hall of Fame, which I'm going to push all week, because if I am not for myself, who will be you? The Rush cartel is going to have you vote for me? Are you kidding me? You must be joking. It's the last thing that any of them want. They want borders, language, and culture to be spouted at the Radio Hall of Fame announcement in November. They want me to get up there and say, I want to thank my listeners supporting the message of borders, language, and culture, that this nation is in trouble, that unless we support our borders, you want them. You think that those people want me to say that at the Radio Hall of Fame? Do you have any idea that I am David against the Goliath of the entire industry? And it's only you, finally, who have a chance to make that vote. You can vote. How do you like that? It's not even insiders anymore. I'm shocked that it's even open to you. What is she hiding? Why did she replace God with Allah?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
You say partial. What's being left out?
Well, what we're not going to do is further proclaim this individual's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda.
So we're not going to hear him talk about those things.
We will hear him talk about some of those things, but we're not going to hear him make his assertions of allegiance and that. This will not be audio. This will be a printed transcript, but it will begin to capture the back and forth between him and the negotiators.
This is the greatest miscarriage of justice in my entire lifetime. It far exceeds Nixon's crimes. She must be impeached immediately. The American people deserve better than Al Sharpton's hand-picked lawyer, Loretta Lynch, in the top position in the legal profession in the world. The Attorney General is using her own concept of propaganda for Islam in order to deny you the realities of what you're facing? Now, my friends, there's a lot at stake here. First of all, I'm not sure that the Attorney General has such blanket authority to edit a 9/11 tape for the sake of satisfying those in the Muslim Terror Front Group, CAIR, because I can guarantee you that this entire charade was organized by CAIR and other Muslims deep inside the White House who have told them exactly what to message, exactly what to leave out. And this is very worrisome for all of us in America. In fact, I'm losing sleep at night over one thing only. There's only one thing that keeps me awake. Sometimes I awaken at 4 a.m. and I see America 10 years from now, where Islamists have been planted across America. In every community in the United States, they've deeply planted their fellow travelers, and it's too late to turn the clock back. And the demon did it. And you say, well, what can you do now? The first thing you must do is understand the propaganda that is being conducted right in front of your eyes. I know that the basketball game was very important. I recognize that that was far more important than your national security. I recognize that riding around with flags for a basketball team on your car fender rather than the American flag is now the American way. Oh, I recognize that makes you a very brave person to cheer for a team. But what you ought to understand is that we're all at risk when you have such propagandists running everything in this administration. That's my opinion. That's why I call it Government Zero. That's what it is, my friend. So why is she doing this? Why is Al Sharpton Lynch, the Attorney General, eliminating the word Allah and changing it to God, and also not letting you hear him say, I pledge allegiance to ISIS? Why is she doing this? WMAL, Washington, D.C. Dawn, go ahead, please. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that this administration is totally against Christians. If this was a Christian yelling God and they changed it to Allah instead when they edited, then what would happen?
Well, I don't doubt that that might not happen in the next few months. if they could dig up someone out of a nut house or release him from a deep cell inside the military and have him go on a mass murder, they could show him with his cross. And I'm sure that at that time you'll hear it, he's a Christian, that it looks like Timothy McVeigh. This is not, I can only go so far in trying to awaken the American people. I think the American people don't exist, personally. I think that there are very, very few of us left in this country who can even think. When you see a demon like Obama with such high poll numbers, when you see that he owns every stooge in the media, when you see that he has a beard named Chuck Todd, who will cover for him and his minions at every turn, and that they own every media outlet with rare exception. Radio is one exception, which is why this will not be long in the future of America, as sure as I'm standing here. I mean, I don't know how many years I want to be in the business or would be in the business or will, you know, I don't know how long I want to do this. But I will tell you this. In the next few years, no matter who wins the election, I can guarantee you talk radio is going to change in a way you'll never, ever believe. If you think you're worried about them taking away your Second Amendment, you have right to be worried. But I'd really be worried about them impinging the First Amendment, because that's what they're working on around the clock. If you see the masses of idiots in this country obsessed with sports, obsessed with Hollywood prostitutes, obsessed with the lowest filth on the planet, who are largely drugged or stoned all the time on alcohol or drugs, and you see a man who has not the best interests of America in his heart, but in the darkness of his soul, a hatred for this country unlike anything you could ever imagine. Go back to his own words. He said he wants to fundamentally transform America. You mean the America that elected a nothing like him to the presidency is not a good nation? You mean the nation that gave his wife the right to abuse the First Lady's powers and office is not a good nation? This is not a good nation. So what does he want to transform us into? I kept asking that in the beginning, almost 8 years ago. What do you mean transform us into what? What model was he using? Was it a benign European socialist nation? Say, well, okay, if that's what it is, that's not so bad, although that is very bad right now. But what image did he have in mind when he said he wants to fundamentally transform America into what? What did he want us to become like? The Indonesia that he grew up in, where he went to a Muslim youth school, a madrasas, where he chanted in Arabic every morning, and he chanted to Allah every morning, deeply ingrained in his head? Say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, there is not. It's a freedom of religion nation, isn't it? We have no problem with Muslims in America, but we keep hearing that we need them to help us in the war on terror. That's the mantra over and over again from FBI, CIA, you name it. We need the Muslims to help us in the fight against terror. When have they last helped us? When have you last seen a congregation of Muslims standing up and saying, this is horrible, we'll turn in anyone in the mosque who we think is potentially a terrorist? When have you seen that? When have you seen Muslims come out clearly against Sharia law? When have you last seen a congregation stand up and say, we do not want Sharia law in the United States of America? Say, well, what the heck is Sharia law? I don't know that from a hole in the wall. My friends, you better pay close attention. The noose is tightening. It's tightening so rapidly you don't even know what's around your neck. So why is Al Sharpton Lynch doing this? Well, she's doing it because the demon wants her to do it. And we know why the demon wants to do it, because he hates this country. But I think it's much worse than that. And there's only so far anyone can go on a national radio show and saying what they truly believe. So let's look at the press, the Fourth Estate, and see what they're reporting on this big issue. Here's the New York Post, run by Rupert Murdoch's sons. Headline, police reports make Michael Jackson out to be drug and sex crazed predator. Jeep that killed Anton Yelchin was recalled for rollaway risk. HGH addicted mom risks her life to look young and beautiful. Maria Shaparova tries to survive being picked on for being rich. Rookie, I'm using my signing bonus to track down an old friend, Manziel. Now we're going down past the sex photos on Murdoch's rag. We're getting into the news now. Here's the news. Orlando Massacre 9/11 tapes are revealed, scrubbed of references to Islam. Check that. You get an A for that. Paul Ryan rips Obama administration for redacted Orlando transcripts. Get a check for that. Orlando gunman did not mention hatred for gays during massacre. Okay, check for that. Trump to campaign manager, you're fired. Now, that's all anyone wants to talk about is the Trump thing. I get it. It's easy to talk about. But there's not a big, big discussion about Lynch's crime that she just committed. Because by redacting these tapes, I'm not sure she's within the scope of her powers as Attorney General. I don't think she has supreme power. I believe that she violated the constitutional prerogative of her office in redacting those tapes, personally. Veteran dragged from Air Force ceremony for mentioning God. What? Veteran forcibly dragged from Air Force ceremony for mentioning God. When a veteran started offering a traditional remark at a military flag-folding ceremony, several uniformed airmen assaulted him, dragging him out of the room because his remarks mentioned God. First Liberty Institute lawyers representing retired Senior Master Sergeant Oscar Rodriguez are demanding that the U.S. Air Force apologize and punish those responsible or face a federal civil rights law lawsuit. Have you heard about this story? He closed his speech by saying, God bless our flag, God bless our troops. But because the military has been infested and taken over by not only atheists, but anti-American operatives, as far as I could see, they actually attacked him. These service members took this guy down, Mr. Rodriguez. And, of course, he has a constitutional right to free speech. But you see, who is running the Air Force is the question here. Does the Air Force, under this woman who never flew an airplane appointed by Obama, believe that she has authoritarian censorship powers? Does Loretta Lynch of the Attorney General's office believe she has the power of authoritarian censorship? Because she does not. She has no such power of authoritarian censorship. So I ask you again, why is she doing this? Pat on WFNC Radio in North Carolina. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I'll get right to the point. So I was in the military for quite some time in special operations. What it's called is perception management, something we did a lot in Afghanistan. And this is an example with Lynch is perception management. The whole Islamic fundamentalism, they're failing on that war. And this is their attempt to kind of mitigate the fallout from it.
Wait, who's failing in what war?
The administration, the Obama administration, so far as the war on terror.
In other words, she's covering the behind of her boss for failing in his war against Islamic terrorism by denying it has anything to do with Islamic terrorism. Is that your analysis?
Yes, that's correct. The equivalent would be in Afghanistan. We would say things are a great success, and we would cherry-pick the news, or we would willfully conceal stuff that kind of inspire confidence within the Afghans to participate in our government, even though things were failing miserably, for example.
So why would she replace the word Allah, which he was chanting to, and he did it for praise Allah, why would she replace it with the word God in her release transcripts?
Well, they're trying to separate that logical step to saying there's a serious problem with Islam, or at least this fundamentalist aspect of it. By saying God, we're kind of sanitizing it, making it sound like he's a gun nut almost.
Do you think there are any progressives in the United States of America who are that dumb that they actually believe she's not doing this for malicious, malevolent purposes?
You would be surprised, Michael. I mean, I know you don't like this guy very much at all. I know you hate him, but Bill Maher, his attacking Islamic fundamentalism and attacking leftists, it put your head in the...
Oh, come on. He's part of the problem. You know, every once in a while, that phony puts on an act like he's Mr. Conservative and pro-American, and he gets a plug on the Drudge Report. He doesn't fool me for one second. His mind is so addled by compounds that haven't even been defined by chemists that he doesn't know what he's talking about, in my opinion. A quote, in my opinion. So he's irrelevant. He's not a player. No one even knows who he is. There's a marginal show on HBO that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the leftists who run HBO. He couldn't last a day on radio without a script, without a stooge audience. But let's go back to her. She's hiding something. You say she's hiding Allah, and she's hiding Islamic terrorism connection to ISIS in order to make sure the American dummies don't connect the dots and realize that Obama's war has failed. Is that it?
Exactly. It's, you know, and it hurts me. I'm a war, Afghan war veteran, and I might catch flack from other veterans, but that war, it's lost. It's lost. The ISIS guys, the horses already have a barn, and we're trying to shut the door.
Okay, I agree with you, and I'm sending you Government Zero, where I have a chapter entitled Zero Military, and I'm not a military man, but I'm an analyst with a certain capacity for analyzing things fairly well, and I thank you for calling the program. Now, folks, there are two major topics. We've really only touched on one, which is the corruption and perversion of truth. Today, the example is Al Sharpton Lynch, who is hiding the connection of the Orlando massacre to Islamic fundamentalism and to ISIS, which to me is a crime, and I believe that the Republicans could impeach her overnight. They wouldn't do it because they're afraid of her, for the same reason they're afraid of Obama. It has to do with issues not to do with her alacrity or her ability to disseminate the truth, but the exact opposite. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Announcing tomorrow is that the FBI is releasing a partial transcript of the killer's calls with law enforcement from inside the club. These are the calls with the Orlando PD negotiating team.
Impeach them immediately for lying to the world. We continue now with some Strauss on American, rather on the European Culture Appreciation Week. So she just released the full transcript after being criticized by Quisling Ryan, by being attacked by the Republican Party, strangely enough, by listening to the Savage Nation. It happened minutes ago, an hour after I started my show. I had something to do with it. New Orlando transcript just released, in which finally we hear the words Allah rather than God, and his allegiance to the Islamic State, indicating that the entire administration is absolutely bankrupt and putting us in clear and present danger. This entire administration has failed at everything they have touched. The only thing they're good at is BSing the public. The only thing they're good at is owning the beards like Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd, the little man, grew a little beard to make himself look smart. All he is a beard for Obama's lies. This is the greatest lie, by the way, I've seen in my lifetime. Naked, bald naked. Remember when it happened, that horrible thing in Orlando? What are we talking about? A madman, a Muslim madman, motivated with hatred from his holy book, plots to kill homosexuals in a gay club. And he slaughters 50 of them and wounds 100 and some odd of them. And they wouldn't release the 911 tape where he pledges allegiance to ISIS and thanks Allah for doing this, helping him do it. And I kept saying, where's the tapes? 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 I told you last week they were going to change them. This is something out of the Third Reich, this kind of manipulation of reality. This is certainly out of the Soviet Union. This is what you have under the phony in the White House.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Go from this to Obama's speech over the weekend. Go ahead. Just play.
As parents, we should remember there's one responsibility that's always in our power to fulfill. Our obligation to give our children unconditional love and support.
Unconditional propaganda is what you're specializing in. Listen, I could go on from today until kingdom come about this man, and I could tell you over and over again, as a trained scientist, he is like reverse transcriptase, causing an autoimmune disease in the body politic, which he has already caused. It's almost irreversible cancer. The man has literally caused an almost irreversible autoimmune disease because he's the living embodiment of reverse transcriptase in human form. This is what he's done. He's invaded the healthy defense cells and converted them into killer cells. And I don't mean killer cells that protect us. I mean killer cells that kill us. He has infected the military. He's infected the Defense Department. He's infected the Homeland Security Department. He's infected the FBI. He's infected the CIA with this big lie. And what is the big lie? Never before have we seen an attorney general in our lifetime take a terrorist act and redact words out of the terrorist act to cover up for Islam and to cover up for his pledge to Allah, not to God, and reverse it. Never in history has this ever happened. It was so bad that even Quisling Paul Ryan came out with outrage today and said selectively editing this transcript is preposterous, said Quisling Ryan. Humpty Dumpty went on to say, we know this shooter in Orlando was a radical Islamist extremist inspired by ISIS. Humpty Dumpty continued. We also know he intentionally targeted the LGBT community. Humpty Dumpty went on. He said the administration should release the full unredacted transcript so the public is clear-eyed about who did this and why. Now, Ryan said this this morning, and then yours truly, with the most powerful radio show in the United States of America for as long as it lasts, went on the air 1 hour ago in major markets in drive time, WMAL in Washington, WABC in New York, WJR in Detroit, KCMO in Kansas City, KSFO in San Francisco, KKOH in Reno, KLIF in Dallas. I can name many of the 250-some-odd stations that carry the show live. The message is powerful, and I called for her impeachment during that hour. No one has to tell me it had an effect, because I know it had an effect. She didn't respond before the show, did she? She responded during the show. Why? Because I know from insiders inside this government who have snuck messages out as though they're sneaking them out in messages in a bottle, that they listen to this show because they know this is a harbinger, this is the stethoscope of America. They know that Michael Savage is a truth-sayer. And they know what I say is what millions of people believe to be true. Not just because I'm saying it, but because they themselves know it. So actually, they use me as a sounding board for what America's thinking. The America that they hate. The America they want to transform. The resistant, stiff-necked America. The hated America. The hated America, the America that gave them all this power. The America that lifted them up from nothing and lifted them up to the heights. This America they hate. The America that they hate is the America that lifted them up from obscurity, right up to the heavens, to the gods themselves. This is the America they hate, these psychopaths. They hate the very people who gave them all this power. Why do they hate you so much? Why do they hate you after you've given them so much authority and power? What is it about you that they hate? Well, this is a topic that will take many historians many years to put together. I can't do it in a few sound bites, and nor do I care to discuss it. All I know is that Attorney General has now shown herself unfit at any speed, and she must be removed from office literally overnight. She must be taken out of office tomorrow by the Republican administration. It does not matter if anyone calls them racist or hacist. It doesn't matter to me. She came to power. Do you know what she said within the first 2 days? Robert, do you have that tape going back to her Islamist leanings? Do you remember the tape that she had to reverse herself on? Within a few days of assuming the power, she came out and said anyone who says anything against Islam will be investigated by the FBI or the Justice Department. Do you remember that? It was shocking. Nobody could believe that this woman would have the nerve to say a thing like that. There was such an outcry that she had to reverse herself 2 days later. Even members of her own party know that she's not fit for this job. They know that in a long line of stooges in the Attorney General's office, on both sides of the aisle, by the way, whether you go back to Bobby Kennedy for JFK, they were all stooges of the president. They handpicked lawyers. I mean, who do you think they're going to pick? Someone who opposes them? But this one has no judgment whatsoever. Why is she so given to being a front woman for these despicable murderers? No one can understand this. Let's take some callers. Robert, KSFO, San Francisco, thanks for calling. What do you know about Attorney General Lynch? What is with her?
Yeah, what a quick Google search can do, Mike. I just checked somebody. I typed in Loretta Lynch, Muslim links or Muslim, you know, ties. What I see is that while she attended Harvard from 1981 to 1984, she was a part of the Blacks for Harvard Lawyers Association, something like that. Anyway, at that time in 1984, they invited the Palestinian Liberation Organization, headed by Mohammed Kenyatta, to speak at the university. 30-plus Jews protested it, and when people got to go to the forum, he didn't accept a question from one white attendee. Nobody.
So she's been a black liberation activist from the get-go.
Yeah, she's a Muslim sympathizer. I mean, they all are.
Well, wait, I don't understand what black liberation has to do with Muslims, since most blacks are Christians. How does that work?
Exactly.
No, it goes well beyond the racial element. There's something more than just her black liberation theology, which is well known because it goes back to her boss. But there's something about the Muslim sympathy that's very worrisome in a time of terror. That's the part that we're trying to figure out. But I think that any fair-minded person knows that this woman has so exceeded her authority as Attorney General. She has perverted the meaning of the word Attorney in General. She has so distorted her position and so overridden, so gone beyond her authority that I think she has to be impeached. Let's go to, you have that original thing, Robert? Yes, Robert searched so hard, Robert Borowski, just back from his honeymoon and already suffering working with me for a week now since his honeymoon, back in the saddle again. Robert can do things on the fly as board operator that nobody in the history of radio has ever been asked to do, nor able to do. In addition to running the great organ of the Savage Nation, he found this. Listen to what happened in only a few days after she was first appointed by Barack Obama. Listen.
Now, obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech. But when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims but may be perceived to be Muslims, and they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we see that, we will take action.
2 days later, she reversed herself. So now, not only is she taking the side of the murderer and his affiliations, but there are connections that we have to know about. I think that we're in much deeper trouble than we may imagine. My friends, in this hour, we're not only going to talk about Attorney General Lynch, far exceeding her authority. She's not an authoritarian. She has no such blanket authority to redact tapes. This is a criminal act, as far as I can tell, and I'm not an attorney. My gut tells me she committed a criminal act by redacting those 9/11 tapes of the murderer during the slaughter in Orlando. Why the LGBT community is not screaming from rooftops is not a situation I can't understand. I can understand it completely. I understand propaganda and how deep it is. But there's another topic we haven't touched on, which is Trump. Trump is down in the polls. Trump fired Lewandowski, his campaign advisor, who's been with him from the get-go. Lewandowski's a first-rate guy. He probably made some missteps, understood. But now in a palace coup, they've thrown him out. In fact, not only did they dismiss Lewandowski from the Trump campaign, they walked him out of Trump Tower, which I found to be revolting and shocking. I can't believe that, actually. I could see a quiet movement aside, say, look, Lewandowski, I'm sorry, you know, you're a great guy, but we're going to have a new face for the campaign. We have to move you aside. You'll be associate campaign manager. But no, they threw him out of the building. So there's something terrible going on here. And I have to ask you, do you think Trump can still win this downturn? Because everything is at stake. If you want a third term of Obama, say nothing. If, on the other hand, you have some reasonably good ideas of how Trump can save his campaign, and I think he needs some help right now. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Again, the voting began this morning to the Hall of Fame. I'm one of four being nominated in the spoken word. This is the first time I know that the listeners themselves have the power, not the insiders in the industry, which I think is actually refreshing and wonderful. It's so simple, it's hard to believe. You text 36500. And you put in the word savage. Now, many of you don't have cell phones or iPhones. I know that many of the older people are saying, how can I do it? You call a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a brother, who has an actual thing called a cell phone. Remember those little things? Even a little old flip phone, the kind used by organized crime in New York, the kind used by immigration runners. They throw them in a garbage can. They buy them for $4 and use them and throw them away. You know those. And you could actually text on those old devices, Savage to 36500. And, yeah, I'm lobbying very heavily for it, because if I am not for myself, who will be you? Who's going to tell you about it? Someone else in radio is going to tell you to vote for me? Why do I want it so much? Do you think I need a little award on a mantle? What is it going to do for me? I'm looking forward to being at the Radio Hall of Fame. I think it's in November. And getting up and thanking my audience for supporting my message of borders, language, and culture all these 22 years. In other words, I'm using it as a podium to advance my agenda. I'm letting it out of the bag now because it's too late for them to stop me from being nominated. I've been nominated. They can't withdraw the nomination. I think I'm allowed to tell you to vote for me. Maybe if I violated the law, I don't know about it. No one said you can't. But it's my message that I care about more than anything else. That's the legacy. The legacy is borders, language, and culture. This is the Savage Nation. If we care to talk about Attorney General Lynch and whether she should be impeached immediately, and what you would advise Donald Trump to do to rescue his campaign, please give us a call on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
We're still exploring why he chose this particular place to attack. We're asking people who have information to come forward. People have. We greatly appreciate that. We are trying to learn everything we can about this individual's motivations. As you note, he was in a gay nightclub. This was an act of terror and an act of hate targeted against a community, the LGBT community, the Latino community. And, of course, the LGBT community is so far, far too often the victim of these types of crimes.
So she knows he targeted a gay club, but she doesn't know why. She can't connect the dots, and she's attorney general. Is she stupid or a liar? Because she's either one or the other. She doesn't know why a radical Islamist would target gays, so she's stupid. Or she does know, and she's hiding it, so she's a liar. That's your choice. That's your choice. It's that simple. I'm not from NBC. I'm not from ABC. I'm not from CBS. I'm the reason Trump is where he is. He wouldn't have gotten where he was if it wasn't for me. I'll lay it right on the line. A lot of his messaging came right out of my books. Stop the coming civil war. Government zero. I don't mind. I like that. That's why I supported him. I don't know Donald Trump very well. I met him once over a salad in Florida. Lovely family. He represents closer to anything I've seen in my lifetime, a politician who is truthful and represents my message of borders, language, and culture. On the other side, we have a criminal, Harridan. I don't know how anyone, even a Democrat, would want to vote for that person. I don't, for the life of me, understand how even an intelligent Democrat cannot. What do you want to do, put them back in power, the Arkansas gang again? You didn't have enough of them for 8 years? The disgust that they brought to this country, the filth that he dragged into that White House, a sexual filth on a daily basis, that's what you want again? Or her? Forget his sexual activities. It was disgusting for a president to behave that way. If it was a corporate executive, he would have gone to jail. You talk about a sexual harassment lawsuit. Holy God. Lewinsky could have brought more than a sexual harassment lawsuit, but okay, put that aside. What about her? What about all of her scandals, including the current scandals? Forget Chinagate and Cattlegate and this gate and Michigasgate. Forget about that from the past. Let's talk about the current scandals that she's actually embroiled in right now. Are they real, or you think they're invented by the Republicans? Now, if you're a diehard Democrat, you say it's invented by the Republicans. She's great. Why is she great? Can you give me one reason to elect Hillary Clinton to the office of the presidency when you have seen with your own eyes what 8 years of transcendental liberalism has done to this country? New phrase, you haven't heard it anywhere else. Transcendental liberalism has literally decimated the ability to fight a war against a 10th-rate army. No Air Force, no Navy, and we're losing the war because they're crippled. They have been gutted by this sick administration. These people who are running this country have decimated the CIA, have decimated the FBI. They've decimated DHS. They perverted the U.S. military itself. They can't win a war against a 50th-rate military. No airplanes, no Navy, and they're winning. Not only are they winning, but they've planted operatives in all 50 states. And this crippled administration can't even find them and throw them out. If we had a masculine American administration, they would kick doors in. In 1 week, they drag them all out and throw them out of the country. They get two charter planes to God knows where and throw them all out of the country. They said they have 1,000 investigations going on. You sure it's only 1,000 of them in this country? Why are they investigating? They're waiting for another Orlando, another Boston, another Southern California. What are they waiting for? Another body bag?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage. Continue celebrating European Cultural History Week on the Savage Nation, comparing it to all other cultures on Earth. There is no comparison. There's nothing to compare with it. The greatest civilization in the world is the one that's being buried by the psychopaths, both within this country and from outside of it. And that is why we are talking about burying the Orlando Islamist mass murderers' ties to ISIS as an example of the psychosis inside the Obama administration. Now, she reversed herself today, as she did right when she was hired by Obama or appointed by Al Sharpton, whichever seems to be the case. 2 days after saying anyone who says anything against Islam will be investigated, 2 days later she changed it. Now she releases a partial transcript. Even Muslims in America are shocked by this. And I'm talking not about those connected to ISIS, but Muslims who they themselves are terrified as to what is going on. And never forget, I really don't want you to forget this, that Muslims, modern Muslims, have suffered more greatly at the hands of the Islamists than any other religion on earth. That happens to be a fact of reality. You don't know this if you study Morocco, or you study Algeria. These were very advanced Muslim nations that have lost tens of thousands of people to these psychopaths. They don't want them any more than Christians or Jews do. In fact, they want them less than you do. And here in America, we have this war going on, this war of propaganda going on, and the administration is completely muddying the waters on a daily basis. And I said that this administration, if not Obama himself, is like reverse transcriptase, causing an almost irreversible autoimmune disease of the truth. Let me take a quick call to SBA in Pennsylvania. That's radio station SBA. Mike, welcome to the program. What's your point?
Yes, Mike. The FBI press conference and Loretta Lynch's remarks were chilling, to say the least. Reminds me of the old Soviet Union during the Cold War, when we, in order to move forward, we had Radio Free Europe piped into the old Soviet Union to get the message out. Because of your intellect, you attract the panoply of psyches, and you are our Radio Free America, Mike. And it's you that got the reversal here, not Casper Milquetoast Ryan. So I say that you're too...
Now, I would like to believe that we had such a positive effect on reality, but I'm not sure it was that alone. I think she knows that the firestorm was brewing. There was a prairie fire brewing, and they were going to call for her dismissal. And this, by the way, she should be thrown out for what she just did. Not because I care about her one way or the other, but we need someone real in the Attorney General's office to help fight this war against Islamic extremism. That's the reason. I don't know if from a hole in the wall, but I doubted her qualifications from the get-go because I know she was handpicked by Al Sharpton by everything I read. Could you imagine a lowlife like Sharpton advising the president to begin with, let alone picking the Attorney General?
That's chilling also.
Yeah, yeah. Say Tawana Brawley. Now, we have for you, first of all, a special gift. We're going to send you Teddy and me. And we're going to move on to something important right now, which is the Ashton Carter, Pink Tie himself. He's the so-called Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense, another one. More concerned with bathrooms for transgender than defeating ISIS until about a minute ago. About 5 minutes ago, he was obsessed with bathrooms for transgenders in submarines, and I guess they have to put him on submarines now. I haven't looked into that. I would suspect that the military will have to make that the highest priority, to spend billions of dollars to make sure there's a bathroom for the transgenders in the submarine corps. And, of course, if there's a bathroom on an aircraft carrier that's inappropriate. Maybe they can take out a torpedo tube from a sub and turn it into a transgender bathroom. That would be important to this administration. Or in an aircraft carrier, they can devote, let's say, one of the ammunition stores into a transgendered bathroom and eliminate some of the ammo that they need to fight a war that they're not fighting. But nevertheless, this is what he was obsessed with until 5 minutes ago. Now he comes out in a speech, and he talks about the direct connection between the Orlando massacre and ISIS in a shocking another reversal, again with a pink tie and a bottle of water. They always have a milk bottle next to them. How unmanly could it get that they always have to have something to suck on next to them? Something oral. Let me put it that way. Always something oral. Every second. They can't be away from something oral. The weakness of these men is overwhelming. Listen to this.
Last week's tragic shooting in Orlando underscores the urgency of that last week. It reminds us that ISIL not only tyrannizes the population where it arose in Syria and Iraq, but it also wants to spread its evil ideology and to plot or inspire attacks on America,
God help us,
including here at home. And Orlando further steals our resolve to carry out all the aspects of our coalition military campaign plan.
All right, you know, it would be laughable if it wasn't. Shut up. Please turn him off. Turn Mr. Rogers off. Steal our resolve. Joseph Stalin. It was a real Joseph Stalin there. Steal our resolve. He sounded like his resolve got stealed. And took another gulp of water and steal our resolve. That's all. Slurped the water. Needed a little hydration. He got exhausted from reading a script. Yeah, steal our resolve. Some steal. So now the clown is telling us he's stealing his resolve to defeat ISIS. And in the same breath, he probably mentioned that we want to go to war with Russia. The only reason ISIS lost territory to begin with is because of the people that Obama hates, the Russians. It was the Russians who beat ISIS back. Obama was faking the war for 3 years. Then the Russians came along and embarrassed them into doing something. Air Force pilots were reporting they were dropping ordnance after flying a mission because they weren't given permission to drop the bombs or fire the rockets. Do you remember as ISIS was taking over one town after another, they would have a victory parade that was a half a mile long of Toyota trucks with machine guns on it, and common sense would say, why didn't we send an Air Force out to blow them up, like the Highway of Death under Bush, to his credit? Do you remember that, the Highway of Death? The horrible pictures of those dead soldiers of Iraq? You remember that? All of the charred bodies and the blown-up equipment? Why didn't we fire one missile, we kept asking, at this literal train of terror? Now they have a steel resolve? No, I don't think so. So now he sees a direct connection between ISIS and Orlando. He's the first to admit it. I don't know if Obama's in the Grand Canyon somewhere and missed this, but it seems to me his entire administration is finally jumping ship from him. Hey, strangely enough, you know how much I love Dianne Feinstein. Her ethics just impressed me so greatly. I've watched her trajectory from being a corrupt mayor of San Francisco to becoming the chairman of the department, the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is laughable to begin with. Even she had the nerve to stand up to Obama. You won't believe this. Again, we have the best sound gatherers in the history of radio here in the Savage Nation. So Feinstein comes out from her, wherever she lives, and what she does is her business. And she goes on Face the Nation, which is not Face the Nation. It's Face the Propagandists. It's Face the Soviet Operatives. She goes on CBS's Face the Operatives. And she says the Orlando shooting is really a national security issue, not a gun control issue. You have to listen to clip 5.
This is really a national security issue. It isn't a gun control issue. And let me explain why. The FBI has about 1,000 ongoing investigations. John Brennan told the Intelligence Committee on Thursday in open hearing that ISIL is actively pursuing operations to commit attacks in the West and bring people into Western countries, whether it's through immigration, whether it's over the border, or in any other way.
Now, that's Feinstein. That's Dianne Feinstein saying it's not a gun control issue, but a national security issue. What do you think motivated her to go against Obama and Lynch on this? Really, Valerie Jarrett, who pulls the strings, according to everyone's knowledge. Why do you think even Feinstein had enough with this? Do you think she realizes that the country is in such danger that she herself is in danger? Do you think finally her and hubby came to the understanding that they too might be in danger because of their absurd policies? Let's go to a caller, Mohammed, in San Francisco on line one on KSFO. Mohammed, go ahead, please. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Michael, these people should not only be impeached, they should be arrested for treason. I mean, I just can't believe what I'm hearing from these people. First of all, let's forget the word ISIS. Let's forget the word radical. This has to do with regular Islam. In regular Islam, the Quran says, no man shall lay with another man. It's an abomination. And if you go to the Prophet's hadith, which is his life sayings and the way he lived his life, these people were killed. This is regular Islam. This is not ISIS. This is not radical Islam. So, you know, for the administration to not even...
Wait, Muhammad, are you yourself a practitioner of the Islamic faith?
I am. I grew up just like the shooter. My parents immigrated here, and I grew up in Western culture. And I remember...
Hold on. This is very important. Now, okay, so you grew up in the Islamic faith, but obviously you're a Western-educated man. You know that these ancient prohibitions are from a 7th century dialectic. So what you're saying is the average Muslim sees it the way you do or the way he did, the one in Orlando?
The average Muslim sees it the way the person in Orlando sees it, but to a lesser extent. And I mean, they're not going to pick up a gun and shoot. When I grew up, there was two things I learned not to like. Number one was Western culture. I was told that Western culture was dirty, and this was by my community and my parents. It was dirty. You don't mix with this culture. And I was taught to hate Jews. I mean, I hate to be very explicit, but these are the two things I was taught not to like.
Mohammed, which city did you grow up in? Mohammed, which city did you grow up in?
I grew up in New Jersey. It was Piscataway, New Jersey.
So are you yourself giving second thought to your religion?
I've always given myself. When I was growing up, I was like this kid. I was dissociated from Western culture. My parents didn't let me mix. And I grew up in a dissociated way. When I was 20, I started questioning myself. It was, you know, I'm on the outside looking in to this culture, and I felt dissociated from it. Only when I got away from my community, my parents, to get a job, and I married an American woman, did I start to understand what was going on. I'm not saying all Muslims are like this. I'm saying Muslims are taught these two things, and they deal with it. They don't go up and pick up a gun. This guy did go up and pick up a gun, but the capability is there. This is not radical Islam. This is regular Islam. Radical is when you put someone in a cage and you burn him. There's a lot of things.
You know, I have had on this show only rarely. I had a Muslim woman on, a Muslim intellectual woman who stood up to the Islamists. She's roundly criticized by Muslim imams for being an apostate, for daring to say what you just said. But I feel that it's only... of course, you're a needle in a haystack. I don't think you represent the mainstream view of modern Muslims, do you or don't you? Do you think, wait, let me put it another way. Is there any hope that this will change amongst American Muslims? Let me put it that way.
There's hope that it'll change if it comes from the leadership. I mean, there have been Muslims in this country from day one, and this hasn't happened. But the type of Muslims we're bringing in are even more radical. Even more 7th century.
Right, so that's my whole concern. I even said that the American Muslim today who's been here one or two generations is not like that at all. No doubt they've, let us say, accommodated the realities of the world they're living in. But the ones he's bringing in from Syria are, what, 7th, 8th, 9th century types? What is he doing?
But it's not only that, Mike. It's in the numbers. See, when we came here, we were a small number. We were able to mold into the culture. Bringing them in mass numbers, a million at a time, they're not going to mold into these. They're going to have their own groups, and they'll always be like this.
So, Muhammad, why? This is the loaded question of the day. As an American Muslim who was as offended and, let's say, threatened by this administration's actions. Why is he doing this? Is it naivety? Is it the naivety of liberalism, or is it something more sinister, in your opinion?
It's definitely more sinister. It's hatred. It's hatred for Western culture. As you can see, the only people that are being affected are Western countries. But
why would Obama and Michelle Obama hate Western culture when they were... when they were steeped in Western culture, grew up in Western culture, have become kings and queens from Western culture? Why do they hate it so much?
I think in general, it's a hatred. I mean, it's hard to get over hatred. Hatred for white people, hatred for Western culture. It's a general hatred. And getting rid of hate is a very, very difficult thing. Even you can't see that you profited from it. All you can see is the hate. And this is what this man is and what this administration is.
Well, I've never had a caller like you before. It's a first, Muhammad. It's not as though I think you're alone. I think you represent a significant percentage of practitioners of Islam in America. And I mean the generalized person born into a Muslim family, just like Jews and Christians, many of whom identify as such but really don't practice their religion very much. They live in the modern culture. They don't. I mean, the same edicts are found in the Old Testament. I can read them to you chapter and verse out of Leviticus. I mean, I see it in Leviticus. I pick up a Jewish Bible, it's in there. But Jews don't go out and kill gays, and they don't stone women to death, or men who commit adultery. I know that. So when is this reformation going to occur in the Islamic world? I'll be right back to take this important subject to the next level right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. In the 50 seconds that remain of this hour, I want to tell you that we have a report now that in Las Vegas, a man at the Vegas rally for Trump tried to pull a pistol from a casino guard and kill Donald Trump. He drove from California to Las Vegas, tried to grab an officer's gun so it could kill Donald Trump. And Michael Stephen Sanford was just arrested with an act of violence on restricted grounds. We'll tell you more about that. It's getting much worse, not better. The propaganda is getting much worse, not better. The war against ISIS, we are losing because of all the failed insanity within the administration. I have no other way to put it. And I want to thank you for texting to 36500, the name Savage, for the Radio Hall of Fame vote. I'll be back for another big hour to continue all the news right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is the Savage Nation. If you've been listening for 2 hours, I don't know how many people listen for 3 full hours a day, but there's been some huge reversals in the news today, a shocking reversal by the most incompetent, disingenuous attorney general imaginable, Al Sharpton Lynch, who released a redacted 9/11 transcript of the Muslim terrorist who shot up the gay nightclub and killed so many people and wounded so many others, leaving out his assertions of allegiance to ISIS and his prayer to Allah, converting it to God. There was such an outcry, not only from Humpty Dumpty Ryan, but people like myself in radio demanding her impeachment. You say, well, you have no power. No, I have no influence whatsoever. But as a member of the Fourth Estate, I take my job quite seriously. I have not become part of the Fifth Column. I'm a member of the Fourth Estate, and my job, I have only one job. Of course, I need to get ratings. I've got to entertain you and keep you listening. I get that. Well, that I have. But my purpose as a commentator on national radio, this gift, this blessing that I've been given, has a purpose. And the purpose is to keep poking a finger into the side of the authorities and try to keep them in line. Make them answerable to the people. I'm the people's voice. One of several left. We're the last of the Mohicans. There's only a few of us. That's the fourth estate. Then you have beards, like that guy on NBC, I forget his name, Todd Beard, who actually interviews Loretta Lynch over the weekend and lets her get away with it without any outrage whatsoever, which is how a nobody like him is given a job on Meet the Press, which is to be a shill for the government. You'd say, well, that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it was supposed to be. We're supposed to have a separation of press from government. We're not supposed to have the government media complex, which is what it's devolved into. It started long before Obama, but it's degenerated completely under him. So she reversed herself, right? And then Ashton Carter, the defense secretary, comes out swigging water with a pink tie, and in a meek little Mr. Pieper's voice says, we're going to steal our resolve against ISIS. We're really going to get him now. We're going to really defeat him now. When until 2 minutes before, he was obsessed with spending Defense Department resources on bathrooms for transgenders and submarines. That was his big issue. We are all the yellow submarines. Six diseases return to the U.S. as migration advocates celebrate World Refugee Day. Michael Patrick Leahy summarizes stuff I've been telling you for a long while now, that there were six diseases recently near eradication that are now making a comeback in the U.S. as a result of the refugee resettlement industry. A group of racketeers unlike I've never seen in my life. The refugee resettlement industry is bigger than probably cocaine in terms of the money they're making. So now they're bringing with these poor, oppressed refugees, tuberculosis, measles, whooping cough, mumps, scarlet fever, bubonic plague. If we had a sane nation, they would be screened at the border for diseases and the terror association. But of course, we don't have a sane nation whatsoever. The leadership is totally corrupt. And the industries that are making money off them are so vast that I don't know what can be done. And of course, the people running the public health enterprises should be arrested and tried for treason. The people at the CDC are complete liars. They're total politicians. They're like Lysenko was during the Stalin period in Russia. That's right. They're nice guys. I mean, they wear nice suits and ties. They go to conferences. They fly to Thailand to investigate diseases. But they're no different than Lysenko was for Stalin, in my opinion. So they politicized the public health system, and they've let the migrants come into this country with diseases that we had eradicated through great geniuses in public health and in science. TB, measles, whooping cough, mumps, scarlet fever, bubonic plague. So if any of you, God forbid, should get it, blame them. Don't blame me. Blame your liberal professors. Don't blame me. Study was done. The Progressive University, out of 6,000 sociologists, only 12 are conservatives. You hear this about fairness in the universities? 6,000 sociologists, 12 identify as conservatives. Well, you get the picture. Now, here's another story that's worth mentioning from the Associated Press. Japan panics, publicly funds freezing eggs to combat massive population decline. Women are going to be given money to cover the cost of freezing their eggs in a pilot program aimed at countering Japan's declining birth rate. What the heck is going on in Japan? Why have the Japanese stopped reproducing? The hospital hopes that preserving eggs will encourage women to give birth when they are ready instead of giving up having children. Why are the Japanese, amongst many nations, by the way, you can't call them a Western nation, why have the Japanese stopped reproducing? What is this? By the way, using public funds to support this egg business is now considered the first in the world. The average cost of such a procedure is around $4,700 to $5,700, blah, blah, blah. What is going on? Does anyone know why the Japanese have stopped having children? What happened to that country? They're not a Western nation. They're overly Westernized in one regard. I think that's part of the problem. That after World War II, their culture was decimated by the U.S. military. Not only was Japan destroyed, but their culture was destroyed as well. It was stamped out by the occupying force I'm sorry to tell you, that's what happened. And they didn't want to identify with the old culture, so they threw away, I think, even the good of the old Japanese traditions. And with it, they threw out their own survival. Maybe they need a lesson by Michael Savage on borders, language, and culture. Maybe I ought to go on a world speaking tour and go to Japan and give a talk on how only traditional values in Japan can save the nation from extinction. I don't know. Maybe that would work. I don't know if you know this. This is a very obscure part of my past, but I may as well mention it. No one even knows this. It's not even on Wikipedia, of course, leaves out all the good stuff and only puts in the scandals and the invented scandals. In 1986, I was invited by the Japan Creativity Society to Tokyo to give a speech on how the creative mind works because they were interested in my creativity level in the fields in which I was working. So they paid my trip over. I went with my son. I gave a speech at the Japan Creativity Society. It was actually a high point in my life at the time. And they were amongst the only, they were the only nation that recognized me for having such a creative human, whatever. I get the whole picture. But, you know, when I was there in Japan, it was a beautiful banquet. I've always revered the austerity of the Japanese culture. Let me put it to you that way. The austerity is the right word, just how clean it is, whether it's the old Koto music, the cuisine as opposed to Chinese slop. You compare Japanese food to Chinese food. Chinese food is sloppy, greasy, right? You have to wash your hands after you eat it. Japanese food was always the opposite. A totally different world. I am comparing the two countries from the point of view of cuisine. Yes, ethnic cuisine was one of my areas of interest. But anyway, when I was over there, I never forget it. My son was 15 years old at the time, I think. And I took him with me. And one of the gentlemen, if you want to call him that, a Japanese man, it must have been in his 60s, took him aside and started accusing him of bombing Hiroshima in World War II, personally. I mean, this was an American kid. He says to him, "Why did you bomb my city of Hiroshima?" He started to lambast my son for having bombed Hiroshima, which I thought was odd. But I smiled and had another sake, and we walked away from him, took him by the arm, and that was the end of that. But there was still very deep-seated resentment and anger. I can understand it, by the way. Of course, there was no anger for the Bataan Death March. There was no apology for Pearl Harbor, Bataan Death March, the rape of Nanking, etc., human cannibalism, Unit 431 in Manchuria, where they were operating on people while they were alive without anesthesia. No mention of that. All right, I'll put that aside. It wasn't a personal vendetta of mine. I enjoyed the trip. But I did get that little honor from the Japan Creativity Society. My friends, we are in a new stage in the American experience. Never before in the history of this nation have we had operatives within the highest realm of government who have hated this country, hated the population, and have actively sought to dismember it and alter it in a way that it can never return. Why is he doing it? That doesn't matter to me. I don't care why he has such an animus for the country. The question is, why is he allowed to get away with it? Why do we, the people, permit him, a single man, to act like a dictator? Why do we permit it? Why are there not a million of us on the Washington Mall demand that he be taken out of office and impeached immediately? Without regard to the Republican Party, they're nothing but a bunch of lobbyists. Demand that Lynch be impeached. Demand that Obama be impeached. You say, well, what good would that do with only a few months left to go? I've told you 1,000 times. Had he been impeached 9 months ago, a year ago, he would have put his agenda on hold. It would have stopped him in his tracks. Of course he would not have been impeached with the Congress being as corrupt as it is. But his agenda would have been stopped. It wouldn't have been too late to stop him 9 months ago. And it's, by the way, not too late to stop him now, because as God is my witness, I'm warning you again before the summer comes, as I warned you with Bush in the August of that year, I warned you that he would do damage to this country in ways you could never imagine in the last 3 months of his regime, 10, 11, 12, 3 months. Why did I tell you that in August of that year of Bush? Because I had declared him to be a fiscal socialist at that time. We're talking about Bush, 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 Bush. Bush, Bush, Bush. While all the bootlickers who call themselves Republicans on radio and on television were invited to the White House, I was the only one not invited to the White House. Did you know that? All of the screaming conservatives now who have made fortunes bamboozling you were actually invited to have dinner with Laura Bush and Georgie. the bumbler. I was the only one excluded. And that's because I called him a fiscal socialist. He had increased the budget deficit by a factor that was greater than that of the four previous presidents combined. So he became, in my mind, a very grave danger to the survival of America fiscally, George Bush. And I said the greatest damage is about to come. That was in August of that year. Raise your hand if you remember that. And many of you raising your hands. I see the hands go up. Thank you. I'm in a live audience now. You remember me saying that. And what happened after I predicted that? What happened was the housing bubble, the gangsters who controlled it, busted it out. Like in The Sopranos, they busted out the sporting goods store and they took out every dime out of the economy. They left you without money. They broke the entire economy to steal as many trillions as they could. How many of the peasant avantes who caused this went to prison? None. Almost none of them went to prison. It was all Fall Guys. The others went straight to Zurich with their gold bars. So why am I telling you that story? Because it's about to happen again. This one is escalating his attacks upon the American Constitution and the American people in an almost progressive manner, and I don't mean that politically, mathematically, in a progressive mathematical manner that will lead us to a disaster of unparalleled proportions unless there is a severe stoppage by the Republican Party. I stand by those words, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So we're still reeling from the Islamist assault in Orlando. We're reeling from the Obama cover-up. We're reeling from the propaganda ministry of Attorney General Lynch. And now we read today that over the weekend, during the Father's Day weekend in Chicago, there were 56 shot and 13 killed, not in Mosul, but in Chicago. Over the weekend, in Obama's backyard, in his hometown, 56 shot and 13 killed. You say, well, what does he have to do with it? I don't know. Who's the mayor of Chicago? Oh, Rahm Emanuel, right. That Sterling mayor, he's the mayor of a city with this kind of murder rate? Brother runs a big agency in L.A. Oh, yeah, top talent agency. Then there's a Dr. Emanuel, too, with a tremendous family. The doctor brother of this family, Emanuel, is on the death panel, called for death panels on the, under Obamacare, over a Obamacare. So you got the three brothers. The father was an Israeli patriot, the Emanuel family. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, very, very interesting family. Very interesting family. The father was an Israeli warrior hero, tied in with some of the most despicable acts against his political enemies you could ever imagine. Look into that history of the early days of the Irgun, and you'll find that about Israel if you want to study how Israel was formed. It was not formed with Mandelbrot. Israel is not formed with halavah and Mandelbrot. It was formed with blood. That was between warring factions in the early days of Israel. I don't mean to go into that, but that's a separate story. You know, like taking your political enemies, the Haganah versus the Irgun, when they captured guys from the other gang who were trying to create and take over the whole country. They would put their fingers inside a door jamb and close the door on their fingers. You didn't know that? I'm sure it wasn't in the Talmud. But it's a piece of history. So you say, what does it have to do with anything? I don't know. What does it have to do with anything? I have no idea what it has to do with anything. What I'm saying to you is all nations are formed in violence and blood. There's not a nation on earth that was not formed through violence and blood. And what we're seeing now, the takeover of America by Islamists, is almost the first time in human history that a nation has been conquered without a war. We're actually patsies, morons, to let them come in. Like, doesn't matter what someone's doing to you. What do you mean they're doing it to you? We could stop it as people, but there's no organization. Who's the leader of that? Certainly not me. I'm only a talk show host. There's got to be one person to stand up and organize against this and stop them at the border, put a stop to it. Someone's got to be able to do it. Who is that somebody? Where is that somebody? Why doesn't that somebody exist? Because they're immediately declared to be terrorists. by the very same government that was supposed to protect us from the terrorists are calling those of us who are patriots terrorists. Ah, my friends, there's the rub. Ah, there's the rub, said Shakespeare. But then again, he was a dead white, he's a dead white male, so what does he matter? Now, if he had had gold teeth, if old Billy Shakespeare had had gold teeth and could have done Shakespeare to some rhythm, some rhythmic beating of drums, and cut it down from, let's say, 20,000 words to 50 words of English, ah, then it would be taught at Yale. Then it would be revered at Harvard. Then you would hear 50 words of English as it should be spoken, not as it is spoken. At least that's how I see it. I hope you could follow what I'm saying.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Why is Attorney General Al Sharpton Lynch hiding the Orlando shooter's allegiance to the Islamic State? Does anyone listening to this show think she did the right thing? Attorney General Lynch had the nerve. Remember last week after that horrible, horrible murder, mass murder by the Muslim in Orlando where all the gays were killed? Now, why would Al Sharpton Lynch do this? What is she hiding? Who is she covering for? Should she be impeached? Ha! What a joke that is. Should she be impeached? With who? With what opposition party? With Dianne Feinstein and the shopping cart business in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee? Now, Paul Ryan, shockingly, you know Paul Ryan, don't you? Paul Ryan, the member of the Democrat socialist regime with an R next to his elephant's tail. He actually came out and said selectively editing this transcript is preposterous. Even he had to say it. Even Paul Ryan was forced to get off the fence. Humpty Dumpty had to get off the fence. Even Paul Ryan said, we know the shooter was a radical Islamist extremist inspired by ISIS. We also know he intentionally targeted the LGBT community. The administration should release the full unredacted transcript so the public is clear-eyed about who did this and why. Which is shocking coming from Humpty Dumpty Ryan. But since Humpty Dumpty Ryan is shocked that Lynch is hiding Allah and ISIS from these tapes, it is up to Paul Ryan, Humpty Dumpty Ryan, to call for the impeachment of Attorney General Lynch immediately. That's what I think. That's what I think. Now, why is she doing this, is the question. Remember I kept saying, where is the 9/11 tape? I was the only one saying they're holding it, they're doctoring it. Do you remember it? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you remember. I'm the only one in the media who said they're holding the 9/11 tape. They're doctoring the 9/11 tape. So now Attorney General Lynch, who should be thrown out, by the way, she should be impeached for this. She's conducting herself unbecoming to an attorney general. This is the job of a propagandist, what she's doing. She releases a transcript of the Orlando 9/11 calls when the Muslim murderer is going around shooting the gay men. And she cuts out references to Allah and changes them to God, and leaves out his statement of allegiance to ISIS. Now, why would she do this? Why is Attorney General Al Sharpton Lynch hiding the Orlando Muslim terrorists' allegiance to the Islamic State? Why is Al Sharpton Lynch not referring to the Allah in the tape instead of God? Does anyone listening to this show understand what's at stake? Is there a progressive in the audience who believes this is a good idea to have an attorney general who is acting like a propaganda ministry for the Islamist the Islamic State? No, it gets even worse. She goes on an NBC show with Chuck Todd, and I renamed Chuck Todd Obama's beard because he grew a beard to make himself look intelligent. So NBC's Chuck Todd, Obama's beard, he goes on NBC's Chuck Todd, the beard for Obama, and on this show, Attorney General Lynch says that only a partial transcript of the Orlando 9/11 calls will have references to Islamic terrorism. It was in Real Clear Politics yesterday. So I put it up on my Facebook 20 hours ago with this question, which I will ask you again. Why is Al Sharpton Lynch burying the Orlando Islamist mass murderer's ties to ISIS? Well, thus far, 75,000 of you have sent your opinions on why Lynch is doing this. You can read it for yourself. But there's a reason she's covering it up. Now, that's one very big, big topic. Also over the weekend, as you know, the voting for the Radio Hall of Fame induction began this morning at 12:01 a.m. I put it up to text Savage to 36500, and already 12,673 people have done so just on my Facebook list alone. In addition to that, Newsmax has written an article about it. I want to thank Chris Ruddy for that. And Joe Farah and Art Moore of WorldNet Daily are supporting me in getting the message out. And surprisingly enough, there are some people in other venues, not even in the radio business, with huge mailing lists who want me to win that prize because of my message, not because of me. They don't really know me, but they know my message of borders, language, and culture is more important now than it ever was, because we have only a few days left to save this country from the administration that seems to be operating in its own world. But it's not its own world. It's a world aligned with very, very dangerous forces on this earth. This is the greatest miscarriage of justice in my entire lifetime. It far exceeds Nixon's crimes. She must be impeached immediately. The American people deserve better than Al Sharpton's hand-picked lawyer, Loretta Lynch, in the top position in the legal profession in the world. The Attorney General is using her own concept of propaganda for Islam in order to deny you the realities of what you're facing? Now, my friends, there's a lot at stake here. First of all, I'm not sure that the Attorney General has such blanket authority to edit a 9/11 tape for the sake of satisfying those in the Muslim Terror Front Group, CAIR, because I can guarantee you that this entire charade was organized by CARE and other Muslims deep inside the White House who have told them exactly what to message, exactly what to leave out. And this is very worrisome for all of us in America. In fact, I'm losing sleep at night over one thing only. There's only one thing that keeps me awake. Sometimes I awaken at 4 in the morning and I see America 10 years from now, where Islamists have been planted across America. In every community in the United States, they've deeply planted their fellow travelers, and it's too late to turn the clock back. And the demon did it. And you say, well, what can you do now? The first thing you must do is understand the propaganda that is being conducted right in front of your eyes. I know that the basketball game was very important. I recognize that that was far more important than your national security. I recognize that riding around with flags for a basketball team on your car fender rather than the American flag is now the American way. Oh, I recognize that makes you a very brave person to cheer for a team. But what you ought to understand is that we're all at risk when you have such propagandists running everything in this administration. That's my opinion. That's why I call it Government Zero. That's what it is, my friend. So why is she doing this? Why is Al Sharpton Lynch, the Attorney General, eliminating the word Allah and changing it to God, and also not letting you hear him say, I pledge allegiance to ISIS? Why is she doing this? But I will tell you this. In the next few years, no matter who wins the election, I can guarantee you talk radio is going to change in a way you'll never, ever believe. If you think you're worried about them taking away your Second Amendment, you have right to be worried. But I'd really be worried about them impinging the First Amendment, because that's what they're working on around the clock. If you see the masses of idiots in this country obsessed with sports, obsessed with Hollywood prostitutes, obsessed with the lowest filth on the planet, who are largely drugged or stoned all the time on alcohol or drugs, and you see a man who has not the best interests of America in his heart, but in the darkness of his soul, a hatred for this country unlike anything you could ever imagine. Go back to his own words. He said he wants to fundamentally transform America. You mean the America that elected a nothing like him to the presidency is not a good nation? You mean the nation that gave his wife the right to abuse the First Lady's powers and office is not a good nation? This is not a good nation. So what does he want to transform us into? I kept asking that in the beginning, almost 8 years ago. What do you mean transform us into what? What model was he using? Was it a benign European socialist nation? You say, well, okay, if that's what it is, that's not so bad, although that is very bad right now. But What image did he have in mind when he said he wants to fundamentally transform America into what? What did he want us to become like? The Indonesia that he grew up in, where he went to a Muslim youth school, a madrasas, where he chanted in Arabic every morning, and he chanted to Allah every morning, deeply ingrained in his head? Say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, there is not. It's a freedom of religion nation, isn't it? We have no problem with Muslims in America, but we keep hearing that we need them to help us in the war on terror. That's the mantra over and over again from FBI, CIA, you name it. We need the Muslims to help us in the fight against terror. When have they last helped us? When have you last seen a congregation of Muslims standing up and saying, this is horrible, we'll turn in anyone in the mosque who we think is potentially a terrorist? When have you seen that? When have you seen Muslims come out clearly against Sharia law? When have you last seen a congregation stand up and say, we do not want Sharia law in the United States of America? Say, well, what the heck is Sharia law? I don't know that from a hole in the wall. My friends, you better pay close attention. The noose is tightening. It's tightening so rapidly you don't even know it's around your neck. In the middle of all of this, in the midst of doctoring tapes that makes Nixon look like Snow White, what he just did. Doctoring a tape of a Muslim murderer killing gay people where he's screaming Allah, 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 and allegiance to ISIS and takes it out of a tape. In the midst of this, the demon goes on a trip out west with the wife and kids to the national parks on your dime, another vacation, before she goes on the super vacation at the end of the month to Morocco, again on your dime, you know, squeezing the last bit of change that she can out of the American taxpayer. And he gives a weird speech on, you have to teach children to love. My God. So we have this to deal with now. We have the Trump stumble to deal with now. Because you know come on, let's be real here. I mean, he's down in the polls. You say polls don't matter. But when he was up in the polls, we said they do matter. And we're all concerned about it. And we all know he made some mistakes last week. We know what they are. The few people I speak with say, what's going on with Trump? Then he fires Lewandowski, an upright guy. But not only does he fire him, he throws him out in the street this morning. I was shocked to read that. I could see dismissing him as the chief campaign advisor and moving him on to being an assistant or associate. I've never seen anything like this. He had him removed from Trump Towers. That's very frightening in terms of, well, we know that there's a power struggle going on inside the Trump campaign. We know that Paul Manafort comes from the Bob Dole side of things, which was very worrisome to begin with. And I'm pretty sure that the hard conservative edge to Trump was cut off by Manafort and will be eliminated entirely and destroy his campaign completely. As sure as I'm standing here, that's what I think is happening. I'm almost 100% sure, looking in from the outside, that it's Paul Manafort himself who conducted the palace coup, got rid of Lewandowski, and is now telling Donald Trump to become more like Mitt Romney in order to win. It's a campaign to destroy Donald Trump from within. I saw it happen before. I saw it happen with other politicians. I see it happening now. And I'm in 100% favor of Donald Trump taking control of his own campaign. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So today we've talked about Al Sharpton Lynch and her reversal. We've talked about Trump's, the turmoil inside the Trump headquarters. I have so much on other news. I'm going to do it for you tomorrow. But, you know, when I see that they threw Lewandowski out of the Trump Tower, thank God he was able to walk out. I don't mean they threw him out from a window. I don't think windows open in the Trump Tower. He was escorted out of the building, according to all reports. Now, I never met the man. I like just what I saw about him. Former state trooper, straight-up guy, high testosterone. And I know that the Trump campaign hired a man named Paul Manafort a few months ago, and I saw something change when Mr. Manafort was hired. I saw Trump modifying his message. He stopped coming on the Savage Nation. Then he came on again a couple of weeks ago. We had a great interview. But I saw it change dramatically. He started to go on all the shows of the middle of the roaders and those who hated him. And I said, who was this guy Manafort? He was an advisor to Gerald Ford. the both Bushes, Bob Dole and John McCain? So I said, oh, my God, that explains it all. Now, to be fair to the discussion, Paul Manafort also was an advisor to the presidential campaign of Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford and George H. Bush and Bob Dole and George W. and John McCain. So, all right, so he's a lobbyist and political consultant. He's allowed to do that. He is also known for his successful efforts lobbying on behalf of Ferdinand Marcos, Jonas Savimbi, Viktor Yanukovych, and other foreign leaders. Okay, that's nice. That's some CV. Oh, there's so much more to this story that is going to come out. And I start to wonder if the Hillary Clinton campaign is aware of all of these ties and what we're going to hear about that soon. But then again, Hillary's campaign is being run by a total weasel. So, well, what's to be expected? An evil weasel of the lowest order is running Hillary's campaign. So you have a choice between an evil weasel and someone who has run Republican campaigns quite successfully, even though he has, let us say, shady or questionable associations as a lobbyist over the years. Manafort was an advisor to the campaigns of George H.W., Robert Dole, George W. Bush, and John McCain. When I see John McCain, it's over for me. Because anyone who advises John McCain is not going to advise Donald Trump correctly, in my opinion. They're opposite to each other. And I think Donald Trump needs to take control of his campaign all over again and run it on his own. Here's a news story I have to give to you before the show is over. Family of Paris terror victim sues Facebook and Google for enabling ISIS. This is so long overdue. I saw it on Newsmax. The family of a Paris terrorism victim has sued Google, Facebook, and Twitter for allowing the Islamic State to use the company's channels to grow and recruit. Ronaldo Gonzalez, the father of California State University student Noemi Gonzalez, alleged in a lawsuit filed last week in U.S. District Court in Northern California that the three tech giants allowed ISIS to use their social networks as a tool for spreading extremist propaganda, raising funds, and attracting new recruits. Are they ever right or what? You know that Google, Facebook, and Twitter are allowing ISIS to win. Not because they want ISIS to win, but because they're greedy buccaneers who have no loyalty or allegiance to any nation particularly. They love only one thing, which is the bottom line. Thanks for voting for Savage on 36500.